But first, I bet you know someone who went to see Wicked at the cinema this weekend, didn't you? I'll bet you did. I wanted to compare the weekend box office because there were a lot of friends, including my friend from Word Balloon, John Suntress, who you've heard on What's on Tap, talking about Glicked or Wickediator. How would it compare to Barbenheimer in the summer of 2023? And the Wicked opening weekend box office, $114 million in the U.S. So now that makes Wicked part one, because there will be two parts. In fourth place, behind musical films like The Lion King, the live-action version, that was $191 million. Good Lord. The live-action Beauty and the Beast in 2017, that was $174 million. And in 2019, Frozen 2, $130 million. So as musicals go, did pretty darn well, and it was number one at the box office. Ridley Scott's Gladiator 2, which was it's the sequel to the 2000 movie that won Best Picture at the Academy Awards, $55.5 million in ticket sales. So the Barbenheimer effect, not quite as big, but still pretty impressive. The domestic gross for Barbenheimer was $162 million for Barbie and $82 million for Oppenheimer. And at this point, you've got $114 million and $55.5 million. That's not too shabby, though. Another fun fact, according to the statistics, about 72% of Wicked ticket buyers were female. 61% of Gladiator 2 ticket buyers were men. And also, I found out something. My dear friend Clara is living in London now. She's studying there, and she lives in Greenwich. Yes, that Greenwich of Greenwich Mean Time, the prime meridian where it's the center of world time and the basis for global time system, that Greenwich. Well, it's spelled Green, W-I-C-H. And the Wicked movie promoters had the clever idea to change the signs in Greenwich to Greenwich, W-I-T-C-H. And super fun video. If you look it up online, the director, John Chu, and cast member Cynthia Erivo, Jeff Goldblum, Jonathan Bailey were there to turn the National Maritime Museum in London green with big green lights. They pushed a big button, sprayed a massive cloud of green confetti in the air, and look for that video. It's fun. So, boy, the Wicked movie is taking over the world, and exclusive insights and Easter eggs, but no spoilers. You can find those at WTMJ.com. Catch up on my What's on Tap chat with Morning Blend entertainment critic and local renowned Oz historian Ryan Jay, and he got to talk with the creators, with cast members, and you can catch up on audio clips and video clips there if you go to WTMJ.com. Just search the word Wicked and you'll get that interview, that web story. And your Wicked reviews, they're welcome. 855-616-1620. Like to know what you thought if you saw the movie. I welcome your Gladiator 2 reviews as well. I like our community. Come backstage with me, Miller High Life Theater, up close with the Cirque du Soleil as they prepare for their performances this week of 'Twas the Night Before by Cirque du Soleil. That's next on What's on Tap.